Hi, this is Jeff.
And I'm Jason.
And you're listening to Hate Hero Podcast.
Today on the podcast, we have a bunch of awesome music, some music reviews, and a rant about Anna Nicole Smith.
Okay, we're going to start off with a song by Jonesetta, Man in a 3K Suit.
Hey, this is Kyle from Jonesetta. Make sure and pick up our debut album, Popularity, in stores where CDs are sold. You're listening to Hate Hero Podcast.
Suit by Jonesetta. Their album Popularity is in stores now.
And it's on iTunes, so you should go check it out if you're a cool kid.
Okay.
But if you're not a cool kid, then you probably shouldn't check it out because it's not for you then.
You have no friends.
I wouldn't say that. They might not. We just don't know that. Alright, it's time for some news courtesy of APNet, where all the other cool kids go. When they're not on iTunes. My voice is cracked.
www.absolutepunk.net for
that. Alright. Jeff, take it away.
Spill Canvas has released a new demo on their MySpace, and they're for the really emo kids.
Yeah. Alright, come on. Come on.
Did we ever get permission for Spill Canvas?
We're going to play them some show. Something
someday. Okay. Fall Out Boy is shooting a video for,
Thanks for the memories, minus vowels.
But, okay, thanks. Just cut me off.
Read the quote. What does the quote say? It says...
Just finished shooting the new video. I think this one is going to completely blow Arms Race out of the water. That's the concept is insane.
That's because Arms Race was, like, the worst video I've ever seen in my life.
We just saw Skater Boy, though.
That's a good video. It's because Avril Lavigne is a skilled artist. I'm not saying anything mean about Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
But Avril Lavigne, greater than Fall Out Boy. Greater than sign, bracket thingamajig.
Okay, I agree, I guess.
Alright.
Speaking of Avril Lavigne, she has a new album coming out. What's it called?
The Best Damn Thing.
It's still funny.
So far, it sounds like it's going to be a great follow-up to whatever her last album was called.
I don't know.
Under My Skin.
Yeah, but...
Brush your shoulders off.
No, it isn't. What's the...
Yes,
girlfriend,
sir.
Girlfriend is like...
No, what about Girlfriend?
It's like, ew. Song. It's like not song. Catchy at all.
The chorus is pretty... yeah, but it's... Yeah? Hey, 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 hey. That's pretty catchy.
It's not catchy. Listen to Let Go, and, like, every chorus is catchy.
I guess.
And then, like, Girlfriend, you know.
Yeah, but you haven't heard the other song.
Well, okay, yeah, all I've heard is Girlfriend, but, I mean, it's, like, hardcore, and it shouldn't be.
It's not hardcore. It's, like, it's dancing.
It's just bad.
Dance music. It's like, woo, part of time. It's like Holla Back Girl, kind of.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani's horrible.
Wow. She was in No Doubt. No Doubt was pretty good. For a couple minutes.
Exactly. Like Girlfriend just looks like it's going to get old really fast.
No, I think everyone's going to eat it up. Like a delish dish. So retarded. All right.
Okay, but some of the lines are pitiful, and sometimes it's just
it's
trying
to. Avril Lavigne.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, at least when she has pitiful lines in her older albums, they sound good.
I guess. What do you mean by that?
Well, it just sounds better. Like she can sing.
She can sing, and she sang. She sang on Girlfriend.
Yeah, like three different notes.
Says the guy who can't sing.
You know what? Yeah, I was about to make a joke about that too, but...
You keep peeking out, so calm down.
Okay, well, speaking of crappy artists...
Artists.
Well,
Avril
Lavigne's old stuff
it.
Is good, but I mean, her new stuff. Okay, crappy artists, yeah.
Yes. Good Charlotte's new album, Good Morning Revival, is coming out. And I haven't really heard anything besides the lead singer, but... Their last album was released in 2004, and it's so obvious they're trying to jump on, like, the emo bandwagon with this one.
Well, they're just bad. Like, their old stuff is, like, a cross between chick-pop punk.
Chick-pop punk?
Like...
What kind of pop punk isn't for chicks? I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but...
It's like just betraying their penises.
Okay, that's a good way to put it, I guess.
It is. It's like just totally bidding goodbye to masculinity.
Well, their new album... Well, I mean, they say mean muggin' in a song, which is like some sort of hip-hop phrase. I don't really know what it means, but...
So yeah, they went from just you to rap, which is even worse.
Yeah. They have rappers guest starring on their album, I believe.
Okay, so Good Charlotte went from crap to worse.
There. Crap to crap without the C.
Retards attempting poetry.
Woo! Roses are red, violets are few. I hate Good Charlotte and show. So should you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think it's time to hit up the next song. The next song is by a wicked awesome band called Just Surrender.
I seriously recommend their album. Like, stop listening to the podcast for 10 seconds and buy it.
It's called If These Streets Could Talk, and it kind of sounds like a Taking Back Sunday album if they were like
Taking Back Sunday meets Rise Against. Yeah. The lead singer.
Yeah, I guess. All right, so this song is called Tell Me Everything. Wait, Tell Me Every Tell Me Everything. And it's amazing, just like Chips Ahoy.
Just one more hour, and I'll know the truth that separates the right from all the wrong.
If you want that song in better quality, because for some reason when we inserted it in the podcast, it's on good quality, and this is a really big breath that I'm checking this all in, then you can check out their album on iTunes, or you can wait for their new album to come out, because they're recording a new album right now. Alright, so that was really fast, and my voice is cracked. Alright, now, Jeff?
That's like the fourth time.
Alright, okay. Jeff, what's going on now?
You want to do the rant?
No. You can start it off.
Okay.
So the rant today
is about celebrities getting way too much press coverage.
A.K.A. Aaron Nicole Smith.
Okay.
Now, as you may or may not know, she is dead. Just in case you didn't realize, she is dead. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know until like 5 minutes ago.
Now,
I did.
Why it gets any press coverage at all is beyond me. But, I mean, really, she was a porn star. I mean,
she didn't do anything to help our community.
Well, maybe
but
a little.
No. All right, but no, really, she didn't do anything. Period. She didn't do anything. Period. That's what we'll say. Period. Period. All right, first
okay,
of all,
we get it.
No one cares about her, and her claim to fame was using a weight loss product that probably doesn't really work, and and she goes, like,
Okay, let it all out.
I'm like, shows and stuff. She had her own show because she was fat. That's the only reason they let her have her own show, because people like to laugh at how bad she got.
Okay.
And then, people die every day. I don't know where I was going with that one. But they do
die. Yes, people do die.
People do die every day. Yeah, Anna Nicole Smith has been on the news. She still is on the news. They're well, like, let's see. Anyone important could have died right now. And, like, Anna Nicole would still dominate the coverage.
Okay.
And
it really worked up. Your voice is cracking.
Yeah. Also.
But no. My turn. All right. My turn.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, then we have people like Paris Hilton, who have done absolutely
nothing. She really has done nothing.
Other than being like a spoiled brat.
She really hasn't done anything. At least Anna Nicole Smith has done something with her life. Paris Hilton just goes out every night.
Well, something negative.
But then again, Paris Hilton...
She did make the world a worse place.
Paris Hilton has her own show, though. The Simple Life.
Yeah, but what? That was on Fox, dude. Shows on Fox just don't count.
But she's had, like, 5 seasons. And they even made a season, even though she had, like, a feud with... Alright, anyway, this is getting off topic. But, also...
Yeah. Do you wanna...
No, you can.
Okay. Then Britney Spears goes into a,
store.
Haircut
store.
Shaves her head bald and walks out, and the guy who runs the
girl, she was on the news last night. Okay. She was like, I tried to make her stop, but she wouldn't. She's like, because I don't know, but that's off topic. Anyway,
okay,
so there's
she sells the hair for $1 million. Okay, yeah.
www.buybrittanyshair.com. Let's go to it. I want to see it. You can also, it's like a package deal. You can even get her drink it, like empty Red Bull bottle, can, and, like, I think it might be buybrittanyspearshair.com, and you can, among that, you also get, like, her lighter, just in case you need one, might as well get Britney Spears for $1 million, you know?
Yes. Okay, yeah, buy Britney's hair.
Alright, buybrittanyshair.com, there it is!
It's hair, like, wow, you
I can't
can
wait.
Freaky little fanboy, and like
there it is. There that you get the Red Bull can and everything. That's so worth it.
Of course, she did check into rehab like right after.
And then she got out, and then she checked in again, and then she got out. We should prank call them. I don't know what the area.
7058155.
Yeah, but that's in like California, so we need to find out the area code.
Yeah.
If you live in California, call that number 7058155. That's Esther's. Whatever, it says by Britney's hair in big letters over it.
Yeah, the hair styling studio there.
That's it.
Okay.
So, if you want Britney's hair in your rich as can be...
And what... We're getting off topic. We don't want people to buy her hair because it's pointless and...
Yeah. So anyway, about this, I am really angry at the fact that people care so much about Anna Nicole dying... When she died, wow.
Well, no. He's just at a loss for words.
Just, I don't even know what to say.
Like, hold on, I have something intelligent to say.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. So, there are no kings and queens nowadays, so we have celebrities to be our kings and queens. And when they shave themselves bald, we all clamor for a chance to buy their hair. Just like when a king would go by and everybody would try and touch his robe.
Why would they try to touch his robe? That's kind of
exactly.
Pedophile.
Why would you want to buy someone's hair?
Because maybe you wanted to... Maybe you're bald and you've always wanted a wig of a celebrity's hair. And you just...
You're reaching.
Alright, but anyway, let's get back on topic.
I was on topic.
And Nicole is dead. Alright, so... Now,
you heard it here first.
Yes. We knew this before the news, if you know what I'm saying.
I get news briefs faster than CNN.
CNN. I love how CNN's covering the whole, like, death. And, like, usually it would be, like, E.T. show. Or, like, E-news. E-news, it's been the main topic for, like, 5 weeks now. It's just, like, she's on everything. And then there was, like, the case... Why don't you say what you're going to say about
how the judge was, like,
crying.
The judge was crying over
when he,
Anna
the
Nicole.
The judge was crying when
it
he
was
gave
so
the verdict,
stupid.
Which is just, like,
unprofessional. It's what he does. He does that on every case. He gets so close to the people. He's like, Dennis Rodman, I love you.
I love you. Death penalty. Except I think he was, like, probate court, so he wouldn't get any judiciary stuff.
Yeah, well, he was bald. He had a really shiny head.
Like Mr. Gregorski. I think Mr. Gregorski shines his head.
He's probably
like,
listening.
He just has, like, a bowling ball polisher.
He's probably listening. He'll probably be like, I was listening to your podcast last night. You both get referrals.
Oh, big whoop.
That's what's going to happen once he hears this.
You know, he actually can't get us in trouble if we don't distribute it at school.
Well.
Well, we are.
We might. We'll just tell people to search it on iTunes. Because we can't. We'll put up.
Okay.
Anna
Nicole Smith has died.
We've said that a couple times, but just in case you missed it. Like, you were going for a bathroom break. Here's the scoop. Anna Nicole Smith is dead. And they found...
And her judge is trying out for a reality TV show.
And they found...
Clearly, he wants to be the next Judge Judy.
And they found drugs in her refrigerator. Methadone. So she was probably drugged up. And then they found her on the floor, dead. And everyone was like, oh my! And Nicole Smith, my hero.
Seriously.
It's just like when, like, someone dies, and then you're like... You never talk about them the whole year, but then when they die, you all, like, teary-eyed. Like, I don't know. Like, okay. I mean, you know. Like, anyone could... Say Britney Spears died, everyone would be like, oh, God.
And everybody would forget about... No, her hair would probably go for, like, $10 million.
I think it easily could go for that much right now. I think they're a little too... They're being a little too generous on that website.
Yeah, the $1 million minimum.
Yeah, they're just trying to be nice. But right,
for all
so
the,
anyway.
The people.
All right, so
Oh yeah, and then
and
Charles
now
Ford died. That gets like two pages of press coverage.
For people listening in England, President Ford
died. Well, it was like a couple months.
Yeah, ago. But still, she yeah. died.
No, it was January.
Compare it to her coverage. He gets like, oh, and today President Ford died. And this dog can juggle. It's like that's like what happens on the news. That's seriously what happens.
Yeah, here's the news, you know? Like Anna Nicole Smith has died. And some soldiers died in Iraq. And
yeah.
My dog can talk.
The person of the week, a talking dog. Look at him go. Or that dog that can walk on his hands. That's actually rather impressive. Like
so let's shave him and buy his hair for $1 million.
No, but seriously,
hey,
like...
Hey, if anybody wants to buy my hair, I'll shave it.
I bet you if George Bush died, people would be, like, cheering in the streets. Except for in Texas.
Yeah. No, even then.
I don't think anyone likes George Bush.
No, 30% of the population. I think he's polling at, like, 32%.
How do people like him? He doesn't even know what sovereign means. And he's the president of the United States. At least he can golf, because that's what's important in a president.
Yeah.
All you need to do is be able to talk and be able to golf.
He can't talk, though.
He can talk a little.
No,
he has a first
can.
Grade education. He's good enough.
Yeah, okay. And, oh my god, that obnoxious smirk whenever he delivers a speech.
I thought you said smurf.
No, smirk. Like, he's smiling and, like... Yeah,
I thought he.
So we gotta kill these terrorists. Yeah.
I thought he was always
I
happy.
Can't do a George Bush impression.
I thought he was just always happy.
Yeah.
Like he's just like.
9/11, people died. Haha.
Yeah, I forget. I was trying to remember some weird quotes that he said, like dumb quotes. Like.
We never stop thinking of ways to hurt the Americans.
There's this hilarious video. If you search it on YouTube, it's like all these speeches combined, and there's like the crowd cheering when he says like, "And we're gonna." Kill all these people and everyone in the crowd's like cheering. It's like all edited together. I don't know. It's really cool. You have to YouTube it. I don't even know what to say. But
yeah, we don't know.
Time to get back on topic.
Anna Nicole Smith has died.
All right. So basically, all I'm saying is it's ridiculous that she's gotten like a month's worth of coverage. No one even cares about. And well, obviously they
well,
do.
DJ did.
Who cares about what DJ cares about? He doesn't. No one cares. No. Seriously.
I think DJ only liked it because he wanted to say tits really, really loudly in the middle of school.
Yeah, but do you go through your days just thinking, oh, I love Anna Nicole. She's just like my hero. I want to model my life around her. And when she dies, we're going to cover her all year long.
I think that about Jesse Lacey. Does that count?
Yeah, that's because he's actually cool. Anna Nicole Smith was fat.
And slutty.
The end. Fat. Trim spa, baby. All right. So now we're going to move in to the next song.
Yeah,
and
to
that
nice
was a
little transition.
That was
here.
A pretty bad rant, but it was good enough for the first show. This song is by a band called Ann Angle. They're on Drive Thru Records. It's called I Promise You We'll Be Okay, and it's really good. You should check it out. They're kind of like mellow, I guess you'd say, but they're pretty good. And they left us a voicemail that makes them even times cooler.
Okay, well, if they left us a voicemail, they're your god. Go out and buy their CD.
Yeah, check out their album. It's called 5 Days, 5 Songs. You can go to purevolume.com/anangle if you want to get it.
Oh, I know this one. Oh, okay, so here they are.
Okay, peace.
Hi, this is Matt from An Angle, and you're listening to the Hate Hero podcast, and I'm not wearing any pants.
and they're pretty good. You should check out their www.myspace.com/anangle, or you could check out purevolume.com/anangle. Now we're going to do the reviews section.
We already did the Avril Lavigne thing, right?
Well, we didn't do the reviews. And now it's time for me to review some albums. The first album I'm going to review is the new Fall Out Boy album. Overall, I'd say it's pretty okay, I guess you could say. I mean, it sold more than most things that you could ever sell. Like, I mean, I don't know what I'm saying, but it's
well, it was on, like, the top of iTunes for
yeah,
a month.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it still is. It's a pretty popular album. Overall, it's kind of weird. It's not as good as, nothing has been as good as Take This to Your Grave. From Under the Cork Tree was probably better than this album, but this has its moments. Hum Hallelujah is probably a highlight of the album, so if you're going to buy one song, you should buy that song. And, I'm thinking... But they have some really weird like instruments. Like on the last song, they have like really cool horns and stuff. It's pretty sweet, I'd say.
Oh wow! Like, hold on, I'm definitely gonna buy it now.
Yeah, I would if I like. I'm
just for the horns.
I'm reaching out for the band nerds. I mean, they like horns, bull horns. Alright, let's see, what else was I going to review? Bayside, the new album, is their best album yet, I'd say. It's better than the last one. It's very, I don't know, in AP they said it was different.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess it is kind of different, but it's not like Wicked Sad, even though their drummer died. Doesn't make any sense to me. I think it should be sad. But they're not listening to my opinion. I'm listening to their opinion. And AP gave it 4 stars. I'm going to agree with that. We're playing a song later. They're going to be on whatever show it is, Conan. And yeah.
Listen to them on Conan. And we're going to play the Bayside song at the end so that you'll actually listen to the whole podcast.
Woo! Alright, now.
Or maybe just skip.
And now Jeff's going to review a not so new album.
Yeah, I'm going to review an album from November, but it's like the most recent thing that I can think of because Jason's really just throwing this out of nowhere. It's brand new. The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me. It came out November 21st.
I believe.
Okay. Now, right away, it isn't amazing sounding, but the lyrics are mind-blowing. Like,
I think they're pretty good.
Like, The Archer's Bows Have Broken is an incredible song.
But, like, that's not my favorite, I'd say.
See, like, I have to say,
my favorite is Luca.
It doesn't.
I think that song
sound
is amazing.
The album itself doesn't sound great all the time. Like, if you've listened to their brand new first album,
Your Favorite Weapon.
Yeah,
that's my favorite album.
It's like
probably ever
catchy. Their first album. And
Wicked,
their second album,
poppy too.
Kinda was like lyrically deep and still had its moments for being catchy.
Their yeah, I thought album, it was wicked catchy. Their second album. I think it was even, well, not catchier than the first one, but
yeah,
it was
the
wicked.
First album was, like, trying. It was...
Yeah. But this new album isn't really meant to be catchy. It's, I mean, it is catchy at random parts, like on Archers and on Not the Sun. Those are, like, the catchiest songs on the album.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Just, it's, like, a song that you have, it's an album that you have to listen to.
You have to get into it. It takes a while to get into.
Yeah, like, the first time I heard it, I'm like, oh my god, what happened to Brand New? The second time I was...
After, I have the demos, so there's, like, a bunch of awesome songs on there, like Untitled 04 and all that stuff. I kind of wish more of them would have made it to the album, but only Luca and Sewing Season did, so...
For those of you that don't know, Brand New released a whole bunch of demos on the internet.
They didn't release them.
Oh,
someone
didn't.
Leaked them.
Okay,
they were going to be on the album. It would have been such a better album. It was going to be called Fight Off Your Demons. But
okay.
Someone leaked it, so they didn't use it. They did, on the Sewing Season single, they released Untitled 03, but with different lyrics called Coca-Cola, or Alak, something like that. It was like Coca-Cola backwards, because they didn't want to get sued. It was pretty cool.
But yeah, okay, so...
So basically, what would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd give it an 8.
I give it a 10. It
You'd give
the
it.
The lyrics are amazing. You can listen to it again and again. It's like reading a poem.
And Limousine is probably the masterpiece on the album because it's 7 minutes, and it's just like really good.
Second verse is amazing. Second verse. It goes like first verse, chorusy kind of.
No.
It's really just a bunch
like
of different verses.
It's like four different songs. Kind of. It's like four different
like
songs
kind
put
of
together.
Like Green Day when they did that rock opera.
No, that's horrible. Why are you even comparing this?
I'm just saying it's got a similar layout. Like,
no.
It's got guitar transitions leading you to a different kind of song.
Yeah, but they had choruses and it was like made for pop radio, so I wouldn't compare this at
Brand
all.
Brand New is not even close to mainstream.
The first single off the album is Jesus Christ, and I think they're filming a video for it. They played it on Conan. And it was pretty good, I guess. They didn't really move around at all on stage, so it was kind of boring, but...
Okay, so, if you're looking for a poppy album that you can sing along to, do not look for this. If you're looking
get their first album if you want that, because...
Oh, yeah, get your first album. If you're looking for something that you could write your high school thesis on, then you probably would want to listen to The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me.
I guess that's an interesting thing to say, but
it's
guess that's true.
Deep. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. I give it 8 out of 10. And, so basically, that was that section. And next up, we got a song. And this is a pretty bad transition. The song is called... Oh, this is a mouthful. Life will give you mistakes, but I choose to rectify them, and I have, so now I leave. And it's by a band called Pictures of Shanghai. They're from somewhere in England. Sorry if you're listening, but I don't remember where you're from. I do know you're from England, though. So that's some...
Oh, well, he remembers a little
plus
bit.
Cool points. So, the chorus on this song is probably my favorite chorus at the moment. I have favorite choruses. And this song has, like, the best chorus I've ever heard. Lately.
Here it is.
Yeah.
And every time I look down on your face, I wonder how a guy like me ended up with a girl like you. I wonder
You have to read it from a sheet because it's so hard to remember.
I know, but I mean, it really keeps people from like...
It's a long song title.
Yeah.
Don't blame them. Fall Out Boy does it too. It happens.
Cool. Pictures of Shanghai. Leave it. It's cool. Life will give you mistakes, but I choose to rectify them, and I have, so now I leave. Okay.
That's what it's called. Good reading skills, Jeffrey. All right, so what you just witnessed was season one, show one of
the
Hate Hero podcast.
Did we plug their EP?
Oh, yeah. Their EP is out, I guess. I guess you should try iTunes for it, since we can't. We'll just... Or you could go to www.purevolume.com/pictures of Shanghai, PictureSofShanghai.
H-I-I.
Shanghai. H-A-I. Got it.
Okay. Yeah, it's all one word.
And you can buy it, but I'm pretty sure you can only buy it in England, so you're just going to have to like message them saying, oh, I'm a stupid American. It's time to send me my CD. All right.
Yeah.
You can check it out there. I'm pretty sure it's, they have a new one coming out, too. I don't know when it's coming out. Actually, I think it might be out. I'm just really stupid. It has four songs on it.
Let's just ramble a little more.
All right, anything else we're supposed to do, or are we just supposed to wrap up?
Yep, wrap it up.
All right, so, if you're on iTunes randomly and you found this, that is weird. But you can check out our website, www.hateheropodcast.co.nr. And you can totally get our show there, too, if you don't like the version on iTunes, which is the exact same version, because iTunes hosts it from our feed, so it's taking it directly from our website, so it would be pointless if you got it twice, but we wouldn't blame you if you did. Make sure you get...
Just rant a little more, drag this out.
Why don't you get every single band's on this podcast CDs?
Because it's free advertising for them, so they get more money.
And you get free music, which you love. I know.
And then we get famous, and when I die, people can go on and on about it for months.
Right. So the artists on this show, just in case you forgot, the first one was Jonesetta. The second one was Just Surrender.
Yeah.
The third one was An Angle. The fourth one, which we just finished playing, was Pictures of Shanghai, just in case you forgot a couple seconds ago.
And now we're going to wrap up with Bayside.
But before we do, there's one more link to give out. www.myspace.com/PHAILURE. That is our link, because we used to be called The Failure Podcast, and I can't change the link, which is stupid. But anyway, make sure you check this band, this new album out. It's called The Walking Wounded. I reviewed it, not really in depth, but I said it was good. And it is good, and you'll tell from this song. Check them out on Conan O'Brien. Check your local listings. I'm pretty sure
it's on Tuesday the 27th.
Eastern time, 12:30. Convert that to your time. It's on the NBC network, I believe. But I'm stupid, so that might be wrong. But it's Conan O'Brien. I think you all know him. I think it's like NBC.com/Conan O'Brien or Conan.
Okay, yeah.
His last name is O'Brien.
If you like this Bayside song, buy their two albums that are already out.
No, they have three albums, and then they have an EP and a split album.
Okay, thank you. Well, yes.
I just shut you down.
Buy their stuff.
Buy their stuff, buy their t-shirts. They're pretty cool. There's a purple t-shirt that says Bayside is fantastic and has a unicorn on it.
It's great.
All right, but anyway, as I was about to say, check them out on Conan Tuesday the 27th. If you hear this podcast, this is the 25th, so you have 2 days. To prep. You gotta get your nachos ready.
what's this song called?
This song is called, I forget what...
Your Holiness?
No, Head on a Plate. I decided to change what song we were playing at the last minute because I like this one way better. And, it's just really good and different if you've heard, like, old Bayside. But it's really good, so check it out. Thank you for listening to the Hate Hero Podcast. My name is Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
And...
This was Hate Hero Podcast.
And I hope you enjoyed all the voicemails that we played. Alright, peace out, Girl Scouts.
Breathe, kids, the mold is getting old. It'll be gone any day. The hipster empire of tomorrow will fall to the common kids of today. Clinched, we're taking on the world.